Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. The other night as I was in the back garden, I heard, and then I saw, a flock of geese flying overhead. They were on their annual migration to warmer climates. This sight caused me to hearken back to my youth on the plains of Nebraska. When I was a child, I remember my parents taking me and my brother to the Platte River. They said they had something amazing to show us. We drove down a long and bumpy dirt road, parked the car, got out, and began walking quite a distance toward the wide, shallow river. As we approached, we could hear the loud and strange-sounding calls. As we peered through the trees on the banks, I could see a river full of strange-looking birds. These were the sandhill cranes, who were on their long and arduous migration north for the summer. These gray birds have long, skinny legs and necks. They weigh about 10 pounds, and they stand between 3 and 4 feet tall. Their wingspan is 6 feet, which enables them to soar on the thermals with very little effort. They travel in groups of 100 to 1,000, and they always stop to feed at this exact spot in the Platte River. It is instinctively built into these birds to rest and feed there. And it was my delight and my honor to witness these amazing creatures doing what God had designed them to do. The great prophet Jeremiah used the phenomenon of migrating birds as a comparison with God's people. He complains that God's people are pursuing paths that should be unnatural for them. Even the stork in the heavens knows her time, and the turtle dove, swallow, and crane keep the times of their coming. But my people know not the rules of the Lord. And in verse 5 he notes, "Why then has this people turned away in perpetual backsliding? They hold fast to deceit. They refuse to return." Jeremiah here uses deliberately pointed language in his contrast. The prophet views the apostasy of the people as incredible and unnatural, and he confronts them with a comparison that is meant to shame them and cause them to repent of their deceitful and rebellious beliefs. The true and proper worship of God should be as natural to his people as the birds following their migratory paths. Here, the migrating birds accompany the voice of the great prophet as they present an indictment against God's unfaithful people. It is a voice the people need to hear and heed, but they are deaf. Martin Luther begins his 95 Theses with a call to God's people to repent and to live in daily repentance. The church of Luther's day had flown far off course, so Luther beckoned it to repent, to stop backsliding, and to give up on their deceit and return to the Lord. Luther's call to repentance should not surprise us, because Jesus began his ministry among God's people by proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." Jesus was also summoning God's people to abandon their false gods, to open their ears and their eyes, for God is with you, in your midst, and working powerfully among you. But most of the people who heard preferred deceit and backsliding, and that's why they crucified him. But the call still goes out to God's people and the church today. For so many, as in the day of Jeremiah and Jesus and Luther, have, as Jeremiah sums it up in chapter 8, verse 9, rejected the word of the Lord. So, what wisdom is in them? No, the word of God still calls us to repent, to relent from evil, to stop backsliding, to give up our deceitful ways. Hear and heed that word of Jeremiah and his migratory bird friends. Let us repent and return to our God and Savior. Let us pray. Lord of all power and might, author and giver of all good things, instill into our hearts the love of your name, impress upon our minds the teaching of your word, and increase in our lives all that is holy and just, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.